on this episode of Counting Cars. There's going to be nothing subtle about this Corvette. The entire car is a canvas. As much outrageous in-your-face artwork. Purely insane.
This is the first time I'm truly excited about doing something.
Everything I've taught you, you think you're ready to airbrush?
Hell yeah, I've been ready.
See, this is how you're so confident you're doing it on your own electrical car. Yeah.
Let's see what you're hiding back here, man.
I've always had this one.
Old Javelin here. What year is this?
I'm not sure.
It was your personal car, and you don't know what year it is. Vegas is a gambling town. Most people bet with chips. I bet with rides.
Look at this.
And I always go all in.
Wow.
What would you take for this? I'm Dan, a.k.a. The Count. And this is my all-star team. We find them.
Where's the rest of the car at?
Fix them. Flip them. Sometimes I keep them. This thing is sick. I want this car. For my crew, every job's high stakes. And we can't afford to lose. This is Counting Cars. When did he call you on this?
About an hour ago.
Yeah. Earlier, Kevin got a call from my tattoo shop manager, Shane. Says he's got a guy getting some cool patriotic ink. He's been talking about wanting a custom car built. So Kevin and I, we've come down to see what's what. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm good, man.
What's going on? I'm Danny.
Andy Ross.
Nice Andy, it is a pleasure, man.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Nice to meet you. That is beautiful.
I love that, man.
It's a Minuteman, and it says true patriot defending the Second Amendment.
Andre, it's beautiful.
Thank you.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. So tell me about this, man.
I strongly believe in the Constitution and the Second Amendment, and my band, we got a song out now. It's kind of become a bit of an anthem for the Second Amendment.
So you're a singer?
Yeah.
Tell me about what you do.
It's more of a Southern rock vibe, so it's pretty cool. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I came in today to get a tattoo, but I'm hoping to have a conversation with Danny and make a car that's completely custom. It's just going to knock everybody's socks off, and there was no other place I wanted to build this car than Counts Customs.
So Shane tells me you might want a car.
That's right.
What do you got in mind?
The Second Amendment muscle car. That's what I'm thinking. Something that burns patriotic fuel and lays constitutional rubber, man.
I like how we put that.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have a particular kind of car in mind?
Not stuck on anything, but it's a muscle car, so.
Should be outrageous and American for all practical purposes.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, when I think of something American in your face, I mean, quintessential American car has been the Corvette for 100 years. Yeah. So I don't know if you're a Corvette guy or not.
Corvette, I'm in, man.
Okay, I like it. So if it's going to be outrageous, I think of the C3s because of that body style, that curvy, sexy Coke bottle body style. To me, that's a statement.
Perfect.
You dig that?
Yeah, totally.
All right.
It's perfect.
All right. But what are you seeing visually as far as like things like paint, interior, stuff like that?
Yeah. Well, you know, we could incorporate the Minuteman here.
Yes.
Perhaps. A little American flag.
Oh, it's great. We can go with a very patriotic theme on the car. Could I go absolutely crazy with a car like this?
Time out. Before you guys start making love here.
I love this stuff.
What kind of budget are we talking about? Because I know you.
Well, yeah, I'll go nuts.
He'll go crazy.
I'll go nuts.
I want this muscle car to be the mountaintop of muscle cars. So if we're going to build it, we're going to do it all the way. I'm seeing a ceiling worth $100,000, $120,000.
With that kind of a budget and that car, I'll go berserk for you. I love it. When a customer decides he's going to throw down that kind of money, you know he's expecting the baddest, coolest custom Corvette. So I've got to pull out all the stops and make sure we blow his mind. I will find this car, Andy. I need to get back to the shop and start shopping.
Great.
Andy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You rock,
man.
You're
welcome.
Man.
Thanks,
buddy. See you at the shop, bro.
All right, guys.
Take care,
thank
brother.
You, brother.
See you soon.
Absolutely. You said you saw something somewhere.
I saw all these cars behind a chain link fence, and I thought, there's got to be a flip here. I mean,
is there some potential?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was a whole bunch of cars.
I'm with you, man. So Kevin and I are headed back to the shop after going to meet Andy over at the tattoo parlor. And Kevin starts talking to me about this car lot that he spotted. Man, I thought I knew all the picking spots in Vegas, but this one is new to me, and we do need a quick flip or two. So I'm looking forward to checking this lot out. I mean, do you know anything about this place?
No,
or anything?
I don't know anything.
Gates are open. I said we take a peek.
And look, there's some older stuff in here.
Got an old Camaro there.
Yeah.
Let's see an old Monte Carlo over there.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. When I first came by, I just kind of got out and walked in the dirt.
There's a gentleman right here, man.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing?
We're not trespassing, are we?
All right, good. So far, so good. I'm Danny.
Danny, Leonard.
Leonard, it's very nice to meet you, man. This is my partner, Kevin.
Kevin,
nice to meet you.
Leonard, man, nice to meet you, too.
Leonard, what do you do here, man?
We had an auto shotgun.
Okay.
I try to fix them up, sell them, stuff like that.
Really?
Me and my pops, man, when we collect old cars, we got one hell of a storage yard. You willing to buy? I might be willing to sell.
We're car guys, man. I got a place here in town. We build hot rods. We build motorcycles. We restore vehicles, things like that.
So you looking to buy something, maybe, perhaps?
I'm always shopping. You don't mind if we wander around?
Not at all. Mark Hausa is su casa.
No big German Shepherd going to eat me or nothing?
No, not today.
I'm liking this spot so far. There seems to be a lot of good, solid flips laying around this yard. But the problem is, Leonard, he's in the same business I'm in. So negotiating with him is going to be difficult. This Suburban, is it 89 or 90?
89.
Is it 89?
Uh-huh.
It's a 2500, so this is a big block.
454.
454.
Correct.
Four-wheel drive. It's a three-quarter ton. Got your eight lugs.
You know your stuff.
I know old Suburbans. I have one, man. Let's see what else you're hiding back here, man.
Sure. Got a couple old schools back here.
Man, you do. Now, what year are the Lincolns?
I want to say 65, maybe 67.
Uh-huh.
Both suicide doors.
Yeah. Do they run?
Actually, now, these are not running up. They've been stripped down.
Oh, I got you.
For what we're looking for, some quick flips.
Yeah.
We need something we can turn pretty fast.
I've always had this one.
Old Javelin here. Sweet, oh, man. Yeah, I dig these, man. AMC Javelin. What year is this?
I'm not sure. I want to say it's a 70, 72.
Gonna go with a 72.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is the AMX. I'm a huge fan of the AMX. Better options, better equipment, better engine. This is really cool. The ride was short but sweet for this Javelin AMX. The second generation of the AMC, this two-door hardtop was lower, longer, wider, and heavier than its predecessor. It was built to compete with the Ford Mustang, and boy, did it work, because in 1972, it broke sales records. But the Mustang ended up eventually winning the war when AMC was forced to stop production in 1974 after only 4 years. I have to admit, I'm really intrigued with this Javelin. It's really cool, and I like the color. It's so 70s, man. How long have you had this car?
Actually, it was my personal car when I was, like, my early 20s.
Now, wait a minute, Leonard. It was your personal car, and you don't know what year it is.
Sometimes I don't know what year it is today. It's 72.
Are you sure?
I'm slightly positive.
Your early 20s were fun.
Yeah, they were fun and foggy.
So, Leonard, what would you take for this car?
I mean, she is a classic.
Uh-huh.
It's not too many of them. So, I'm about 9.5 at you.
9,500 on it. It's a little steep for me. I really like the car, and I appreciate the condition that it's in. But with that being said, I would have to take the whole car apart and restore every bit of it.
Yeah.
I was thinking something more like around 5,500 on it.
I'd drop a G on you. 85? She's a rare piece.
Remember, we're looking for a flip.
I know. But I like it. I'll come up a grand. Would you go 65 on this? In cash.
Man, I can hear my old man right now breathing down my neck. I'll let you take it for 8.
That's too steep for me. That's too steep for me.
Yeah, I mean, this car goes really, really way back and is dear to me.
I got you. I understand that feeling. Man, this is a great car, but there's no way in the world I can justify spending that much money on a car like this right now. But you can be sure I'm gonna be scoping this yard out again, see if Leonard's got something new laying around.
I'm gonna try to hold back that German Shepherd.
Yeah, you're gonna let him loose now. Thanks, Leonard.
You're learning on your own electrical car right on the panel.
Oh, boy.
Remember, this is forever. We're not repainting this.
Stay back. Ago, I met country rock musician Andy Ross when he was getting a way cool patriotic tattoo over at my tattoo shop. He told me that not only was he getting this tattoo, but he wanted a tricked out muscle car done up Second Amendment style. So after searching online, I was able to find him this outrageous 1970 Corvette that was ready for us to give it all kinds of love. I am so thrilled with this. While I got all my guys working on an outrageous exterior and full mechanical modification on this Corvette, I'm going to get with Horny Mike and talk with him about giving this baby some custom ink of its own.
What's going on there, boss man?
So this is on his arm, and he wants to put this on the car.
So how do you do that?
A really thin razor blade. You can actually skin it off.
Do you enlarge it in a photocopier?
Well, after you skin it, if you water it, it'll grow.
Am I here for anything?
Yeah, I'm here to waste your time, since you always waste mine, Mike. This Corvette is all about the Second Amendment. He's a huge Second Amendment guy. You know what the Second Amendment is.
Hell, right? I know what the Second Amendment is.
What is it?
You were alive when it was formed, wasn't it?
He just knows it came after the first one.
It's bare arms, obviously, absolutely, from the picture.
Absolutely, right, the bare arms, brother man. But this piece is going to be so huge on the hood of this car. It's going to cover most of it. Like, if this man's head and shoulders area was literally up here, like his head was like this big and his shoulders were like this big. I mean, that's how big this is going to be. Then the flag itself runs along behind him.
You need a model over
runs
there?
Runs into the...
A model?
Yeah, I'm the size you need.
We don't need a Cajun shrimp on the hood.
We just said we need it huge. We already have it your size there, brother.
There's going to be nothing subtle about this car at all. The entire car is a canvas. As much outrageous in-your-face artwork as we can put on this. I want to see American flag rolling down the sides of these fenders. I want to see, like some shells that are flying out of the gun.
Gotcha.
You know, I want to see that kind of stuff trailing down the doors.
It's the first time I'm truly excited about doing something.
This one, we're going to just let you go crazy.
Yeah. One condition.
No horns.
Well, come on, yeah. I know that. Yeah.
But just so that you know, we're doing a really insane engine setup in this thing. A certain portion of this center section of the hood is actually going to be cut open because the engine's actually going to come out of the hood of this thing.
Well, I was excited about doing this project. Doing a huge mural on a hood is badass. Until the boss comes along and says, the hood's going to have a huge hole in it with an engine sticking out of it.
Mike, good luck. This is really important, man. I love this.
Ready, brother?
I'm born ready.
We will see, brother.
For the last few weeks, Mike been teaching me how to airbrush. I don't know if he's a horrible teacher on purpose, or he's just a horrible teacher, period.
What? That's completely horrible.
I feel like I'm teaching myself, and I'm getting pretty good. Now Mike says it's time for one last lesson. I just wonder what stupid idea he planned for today.
All right, Rolly. Everything I've taught you, you think you're ready? I mean, do you think you're ready to airbrush?
Hell yeah, I've been ready.
Did you learn everything you need to know? Did you suck it all in? Have you been practicing?
Maybe I do different style than you.
I don't mind that. Hey, different style
that's
is
my
okay.
Way. Yeah.
Crappy is not a style, though, just so you know. Point being is you're ready.
Yes, I am ready.
So see how you are absolutely so confident you are ready to rock and roll. Rock and roll, he's got this, right?
Yeah.
Good, you're doing it on your own electrical car, right on the panel. Right on the quarter panel.
What do you mean, on my own? Like, you want me to airbrush on it?
How was I teaching you to airbrush if not to do it on your own?
See, I knew that smile. When that's coming, there's something behind it.
You're learning? Time to do it.
Oh, boy. I mean, I meant to do my little car eventually, but I didn't know it's gonna be today. This is my little baby. I don't want to mess her up.
Here you go. So there's a stencil.
Oh, my God.
Got more confidence, remember? Rock and roll, I got this.
What?
Well, prove it, baby.
Oh, boy.
Remember, this is forever. We're not repainting this. You done?
Ta-da!
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Now start shading. Pour it in the black. Come on! I don't have all day. I'm going to give you a two-second lesson. That's it. So here we go. Here's this, all you got to do. Two-second lesson. That is the end of your two-second lesson. Get to work. Just put white in. That's all you got to do. See that? Just white. Just sit down. Get comfortable, buddy. Obviously, you're going to be here a minute. You take forever. All right, well, listen. You got everything you need.
Yeah.
And you're the professional. So I'm getting the hell out of here because I don't want to be around when this is done. The next time I see it, it's going to be clear-coated and going on your ride.
You have fun, Rolly.
I don't want to ruin your style. You have a different style. Crappy style.
Come on, man.
Mike taught me one thing for sure. He sucks. I'm gonna airbrush my little car, and I'm gonna have to figure it out on my own.
Oppie Chaba.
Andy, this car is one of my favorite cars that we've ever, ever done. Have I made you wait long enough?
Let's do this.
Let's do this, brother man. Here we go. You're a Corvette, sir. That's what you wanted, right? Man, we are cranking on country rocker Andy Ross's 1970 Corvette for him to take on tour. And let me tell you, she is an absolute beast. We outfitted this baby with a 396 cubic inch small block motor with aluminum heads, backed that up with a 5-speed overdrive transmission to die for. And after what was supposed to be a final test drive, let me tell you something. This baby needs a serious brake upgrade. I gotta get new parts here now, because Andy, he's coming by tomorrow, and it's gonna take us all night to get these parts installed. So I made a call to an old friend hoping it'd come through. So now, we wait.
Once again, burning the late night oil, getting it done.
Absolutely. Speaking of parts, check it out, gang. Just what we're waiting for. All right, all right, all right. That's you, Cindy? Yeah, it is. What's up?
Hi.
Got our parts?
I got two parts.
How you doing, darling?
Good nice to see you.
Thank you for coming out. Gentlemen, grab them parts. What do we got?
We got some calipers, some rotors, some pads.
Yes. Guys, unloaded. It's like Christmas, man.
Oh, it's a big rush. What are we working on?
We're working on the badass 1970 Corvette.
Awesome.
This thing is so bad. It's full custom all over the place. And the customer is coming to town tomorrow. And we got to get the brakes and everything done, I think. Because I got to show them what this car can do.
But it's got to stop.
Oh, it's got to stop. It's going to go like stink. It better be able to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much. Thank you for bringing out the
glad
parts.
To help.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll see you later. Drive all safe, right. All right?
Guys, have a good night.
All right.
Take care.
Sweet. Bust out them parts, fellas. We got a Corvette to finish tonight. Man, I am so relieved that we were able to get a hold of these brakes in the 11th hour. At least when Andy shows up tomorrow, this thing is going to be ready to go. Not only is she going to get up and run like crazy, but she's going to stop on a dime. So we've got the brakes installed on Andy Ross's gorgeous Second Amendment Corvette. Just in time, too, man, because Andy is here and he's ready to take his baby home. I just hope he loves her as much as I do.
Thanks for working the night shift.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? For you and for this car, it's an absolute pleasure, bro. I'm a Corvette guy. I love Corvettes. I really do. But this car is probably one of my favorite cars that we've ever, ever done. She's absolutely beautiful. She makes the statement, I am the American car.
That's why I called, man. I knew there was nowhere else to take it.
Well, let me ask you one last question.
All right.
Have I made you wait long enough?
I'm buzzing. And it's been that way since we started this thing.
Let's do this. Let's do this, bro. Brother man, here we go. Andy, let me introduce you to your Corvette, sir.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's insane.
Yeah, man. Take your time, brother. Take your time.
You've heard about the shot that was heard around the world?
Yes, sir.
This is the car.
It's going to be heard around the world.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That is unbelievable.
Take your time, man. Take your time. When this 69 Corvette came in, she was cool, but she was old. The paint on this car makes a complete statement. Andy Ross wants to wave the flag regarding the Second Amendment, and with this car, you can't miss the point. We've topped it off with a beautiful interior that's mainly stock, except for those very patriotic red, white, and blue seats. This car is gorgeous from front to back.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I go from tearing up to wanting to scream. I don't.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Bless you, man.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you for bringing this to us. She is purely insane. Let me show you what's under the hood of this thing. There is approximately 625 horsepower.
That's where the patriotic fuel comes in.
Darn right. This is an absolute beast.
Dogs.
No dogs, horses.
And enough suspension and enough brakes to be able to enjoy 625 horse. And check out the front, man. check out your dude.
You know, the Minuteman had to be ready to defend our country and go to war in a minute's notice. They had to leave their family, their wife, and go defend our country.
Yep.
Look at the job they did putting him on there.
Ryan and Mike went crazy in the paint. And how you like them seats, man? Them red, white, and blue seats.
That car could not be any cooler. I'm ready to get in it. Feels awesome.
And that's what you wanted, right?
You know what the best part is, too, Andy?
What's that?
You said do not exceed $120,000.
Right, that's correct.
You said closer to $110,000 would make you warm and fuzzy.
Yeah.
And what can I say? We hit your number at $110,000.
Done. Chrome bumper to chrome split bumper, baby. She's ready.
Well, it's worth every shiny penny.
Amen, brother.
The car absolutely blew me away. I'm looking forward to showing it off to people, and I'm really looking forward to taking it out on the road when we go out and tour. I'm telling you, it may be a $110,000 Corvette, but it makes a multi-million dollar statement. You talk about exceeding expectations. This thing is absolutely the most amazing hot rod car, piece of machine, whatever you want to call it, thing I've ever seen in my life. It exceeded my wildest dreams.
Amen. This was an awesome project. Andy's the kind of guy who knows what he wants and stands up for what he believes, and I really respect that. I am so glad that Andy loves his Corvette. And I tell you what, man, while Andy's out traveling the country, I hope he tells the world that Counts Customs is here, we're building them bad, and we're always ready to rock.
It's amazing, guys. It's absolutely amazing.